From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Sweet Girl is a new novel that carries us back to the world of Aristotle and his student Alexander the Great. It's by Annabel Lyon, the sequel to her 2011 novel, The Golden Mean. Alan Chuse has our review.
I loved Lyon's earlier book about Aristotle and his everyday world, and I was really eager to see where The Sweet Girl would take us. The Macedonian-born Alexander has just died from battle wounds in Asia as the novel opens. Alexander's Macedonian teacher, Aristotle, has aged, and he's ready to turn over his academy to a successor and devote himself to his own studies and to teaching about the natural world to his adolescent daughter, Pythias, the sweet girl of the book's title. Pythias, or Pytho as she's known, whose mother has died, has come under the wing of her father's concubine, Herpolis. Pytho adores her father, and he adores her, making it his business to tend to her education as if she were his son. She certainly demonstrates some of his same intelligence. Seeing her breath on the air on a cold morning, she says, "There must be fire in us, or something like embers, in the heart, maybe, to make smoke like this." In Lyon's brilliantly imagined depiction of the ordinary world of Athens and its environs, there is a lot of fire. Reaction among the Athenian populace to the news of Alexander's death forces Aristotle and his family and entourage to flee to the countryside. His own death comes soon thereafter, leaving his sweet girl fatherless. How she emerges with cunning and triumph into young womanhood, even as she conspires to keep herself safe in a rough and dangerous world, forms the triumphant second half of this beautifully made and otherworldly, or I should say ancient-worldly novel. A world of kings and gods and demons that at the same time seems as familiar as our own.
That's Alan Chuse reviewing the novel The Sweet Girl by Annabel Lyon.